Okay, Monday night, Ian Shear, we're learning Elon Iris.
Yesterday we tried to get a picture of the sociological realities in the Torah's world where Bogaris is already over the hill old maid, and Basulim is of a primary value. And we talked about all these ideas. Today I want to talk about, again, before we start learning the Mishnah, the Chumash, or we have an art scroll, maybe that's good enough. So just to be familiar, it's good to know in the Chumash, like some people, no, they don't have here, like by Nedarim.
Yeah, unfortunately.
No, they do, because it's very few Psukim. So, Ones and Mefata. So Ones is in Dvarim. So again, it's a naira, maybe a katana, but certainly not a bulgaris. And we're talking about the damage, so to speak, of taking away the basula. Ashelo or rosa, she's not nashus ish. Usfasa v'shocha vima v'nimsa'u. So it talks about there's a knas, a monetary knas, and he has to marry her, and he's not allowed to give her a get, which in the Torah's world is a tremendous penalty, so to speak, because in the Torah's world you can divorce a wife b'al korcha. So saying he can't is a big deal. Of course she doesn't have to marry him. That's up to her. And then there's the parasha of Mefateh, which is in Shmos. There, the dinam are different about payment, but again, he has to marry her. And if he marries her, he doesn't have to pay, and if he divorces her, then he does have to pay because he has to pay ksuba.
But I thought he wasn't allowed to divorce her.
No, but the mefateh could.
Oh, okay. Right.
Now, what about the etzem bia? So apparently, the etzem bia is not seen, I don't know, it's not seen as a ben adam, it's certainly a ben adam lamokom problem, and we're going to learn that now. In other words, he was boil and isha without kiddushin, so it's a ben adam lamokom problem. If this, it's not seen as a, the truth is, it's not, l'chora is not seen as a ben adam l'chavero problem, which is a pella to us. If this hezek, of course, it's a regular hezek. Although again, even when the avla is the taking away the basulim, like damaging her through the basulim, so you also, you've learned out from a pasuk that you still have the chamisha dvarim of a chovel. It's not so clear if you need a new pasuk for a new chiyuv in for this type of damage, which is maybe not damage because she was going to lose it anyway in marriage. But the etzem avla of doing this to her, I don't know. To us, it's strange. We may be, but there's no penalty. We don't penalize him for that. The Rambam really describes the Rambam in Hilchos Naira Basula. Although the posuk's mashma, and I think from many Gemaras in the third and fourth perek, it's mashma that the knas is for the damage of the basulim, but the Rambam describes it, and it's also based on a Lashon HaGemara, that that's for the hanah shchiva, that the knas is because you used her to have a hanah from, like without her permission, you used her to have a hanah shchiva, and that's how the Rambam describes the knas, not for the, in other words. So now I'm thinking, for the damage of taking away the basulim, that's called pagam. And you're paying for that. That's nezek. It's called pagam. In the parasha of Onis and Mefateh, it's called pagam. But that's nezek. And that's really the damage of taking away the basulim, I'm thinking. And this is hanah shchiva. Really, it's a lashon haGemara. So it could be I was wrong. That the lashonos I'm thinking of, because it's talking about pagam. And the knas is for hanah shchiva. So then why is it only a basula? We don't know. It's strange to us. The truth is that maybe from Achashverosh, you see, there was more Hana by a Besuba. The fact that, I don't know, like, this is the first Bia she's having. I don't think there's more Hana of breaking the Besuba. I don't think so.
Things by later marriage, it's a, once the Kli is like a shumash for that person, so it's like a yuchad to that person.
Yeah, but that's within marriage. Within marriage, it's
but
very chashuv.
You know,
so I don't know about the Ben Odom HaChabero, the Hanoa Shechiva. Again, it's because of Begeris. It's going to sound funny. Begeris is supposed to be married already. Like, you shouldn't be hanging around. What? If there is, then there is. The Gemara talks about the Mei Boshes, which would presumably be by a Bogeres too. Pagam and Tsar and Boshes. So maybe that's the answer. The answer is that, I don't know, that Monoshach, if there's Hezek, and if there's Boshes, and if there's Tsar, so certainly you have to pay it to a Bogeres too. So it's just a Knas, the Torah. The knas, the noashchila for using her. So maybe taka, because the avla is again like a bogeres is supposed to be married already. So the avla is more by this by a naira who's like omed us to get married, and you messed her up. You
that makes everything better.
Noashchila.
Really. Really,
but it's for hanoashchila. Yeah, but it's for hanoashchila. So why did the Torah only give this knas by a naira? Maybe because it's only by a naira that you... If you're calling it knas and you're calling it fanoa shchiva, so then it's certainly for the avla that you're doing. A knas means you did an avla. You know, if you used her for your hana. So I guess the intensity of that is when she's a naira, and she's omedus to get married, and you did this to her. And once she's, it's even by a katana. Once she's by a katana, according to Rabbanon, okay, so Xerus HaKosuf, but you know, once she's a katana and she's not omedus to get married, or once she's a bogeris and she presumably already should have gotten married, then there's no knas. Akash, I don't know. Let's talk about the Ben Odom Lamoko. Ben Odom Lamoko, that's the question. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Naira Besula, Hilchos Naira Besula, it's hard to find. Oh, boy, please excuse me. Hello? Yeah, so I'm giving Shurim now. And then I'm traveling back to Yerushalayim. So I can do it on the way back to Yerushalayim. I can tell you what I did already, and then do the rest when I get there. That's in 1 hour. No, I'm on a bus. So you, in 1 hour you could call me. Okay, bye. Deadlines. Okay, it's after Yibin V'Chalitza. It's like nestled in between Yibin V'Chalitza and Saita. Okay, so that's... I jotted down a bunch of Maram Mekoydus. Okay, the Rambam and Hilchos Ishus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet. Yeah. Oh, so that's the Koyde Matan Torah Rambam. Koyde Matan Torah are Yodim Pagei Isha Bashuk. Imrotzahu Vihi Noisim Laschara. Okay, we're not talking about Oinus or Mefate. We're talking about he hired her. Ubayo Loisalei Maderech Vaholech Lo. The Zui Anikras Kadesha. The Rambam says that's Kadesha. And Mishanitna Torah, that became also. Now, we're going to see. What exactly is the Isser? Because is the Isser being boil a woman without Kiddushin? Or is, we're going to see the Rambam, Ravid, that's what we're going to see, exactly what the Avera is. The Rambam calls a Kadesha even a one-shot deal. Not necessarily a Zona who sets up shop, and she's Mufkeres, she's the hire, but even a one-time deal, Pagea Isha Bashuk, and they decide to do it, and he pays her. So that's already a Kadesha. And Mishanitna Torah Nesra HaKadesha. Shanem Malotia Kadesha Benos Yisrael. And the Kadesha, so just reading the Rambam, it would seem that Kadesha is Taka being Boil and Isha. The Rambam starts off in Halacha Aleph, Kaidu Matan Torah, Ayod Pagei Isha Bashuk, and they decided to get married. So that's okay. Fine. No problem. Then the Torah said you should be kaina oisa tchila. In other words, it's still fine, it's still good. You could decide to get married, but you have to be kaina oisa tchila, and that's a mitzvah saseh. Now we'll see the nature of that saseh. L'chora, no, we'll talk about it now. L'chora, the way the Rambam sets it up, l'chora, the nature of the saseh isn't like something you have to go do, but it's, you have an assay like shechita. Like if you want to eat, this is the procedure you have to follow. Or you have a mitzvah assay of gerushin. So it's if you want to divorce your wife, this is the procedure you follow. So you have really three types of mitzvahs in the Rambam. You have a lot of types of mitzvahs. You probably have 248 types of mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah you have to go do, like tefillin. That's clear. Now, obviously the mitzvah's gerushin is not like tefillin. But you have a subtlety. The Rambam counts mitzvahs like that a mikvah makes you tahor. That's the mitzvah. He calls that a mitzvah saseh, that a mikvah makes you tahor. Now, there's no mitzvah to become tahor when you're tameh. No one says there is. And the truth is, if you take out a sefer mitzvahs, and you look at the mitzvah, the Rambam does not describe it that way. There's no mitzvah litoher. So the Rambam had a different definition of mitzvah, very clearly, than we like do superficially. We think of a mitzvah something you have to go do. Obviously, you don't have to go. You don't have to become tor. So the Rambam hold, but it's not like shechita. It's not like shechita. It's a little subtlety. Some people make the mistake, but it's not such a, I don't want to say a small subtlety or a big subtlety. It's not that subtle. It's very clear. And it's not the pshat, and the wording of the Rambam is always this way. It's not the pshat, if you want to become tohar, this is how you do it. No, the Rambam's lashon is like, this is how you become tohar. This is the way of becoming Torah. That's, and the Rambam counts that in the Minyan Mitzvah.
What's the difference?
Because the other one is a mitzvah to go do.
Shechita?
Shechita. Except it's not a mitzvah, what we would call chiyuvi. It's not something you have to go do every day. It's a situational mitzvah. If you want to put yourself in the situation, like sukkah.
What?
I don't like the word. I'm allergic to the word mitzvah kiyumis because I feel it's a contradiction in terms.
But
a mitzvah
know
means
a mitzvah.
Something you're mechuyev to go, something that's mechuyev, something that's compelling.
So if you're tameh, you're not mechuyev to become tohor?
No.
Unless you want to do such
no.
And such.
And that's not what the mitzvah is. And the mitzvah is not, if you want to go into the Beis HaMikdash, this is what you have to do first. It's not that either. The procedure, and the Rambam calls that a mitzvah. This is what the Torah wants. This is a positive thing. Not positive in the sense you have to go do it. The Torah is setting this up. This is a reality. There's 248 realities. You know, you're supposed to put on tefillin. You're supposed to be wearing tefillin. You know, you're supposed to... The truth is, the mitzvahs, according to the Rambam, are not even... Okay, this is already going to get even more complicated. The truth is, all the mitzvahs, according to the Rambam, are not the chiyuv to go do the mitzvah. It's the result of the state of the mitzvah. For example, the simplest, a bris mila. So there's different forms of bris mila. There's one mitzvah bris mila, but sometimes it's a father, but in terms of going to do the mitzvah, so the father does it to his son, that's a chiyuv, to go do it. And if a child comes by mitzvah and he's not mal, then he has to be mal himself, that's a mitzvah. And an adon has to do it to his heved. So that's in terms of doing, there could be three mitzvahs. A father to a son, a person to himself, and never to an adon. But there's only one mitzvah, bris mila, that the, you know, that a male, Zohar Yisrael, has to have a bris.
Is that just a din kedima? Like the base din also, it's just a din kedima. If to pay the
money. But it's still different assays. It's different go do. I'm saying I don't think the Rambam in any of the mitzvahs is counting what you're supposed to do. He's counting the, we'll call it a desirable state. Like there's 248 desirable states and there's 365 undesirable states. And then you have a chiyuv to bring about the desirable state.
Even though some are impossible. Oh, wait, I can't become a kohen.
Right. So you're not mechuyev to. But that's why it's not so weird. You know, what I gain by this, first of all, like by bris mila, I don't have to say it's three mitzvahs, I can say it's one. But I also gain that I don't have to say that the mitzvah, that a mikvah makes you tohor, is a different type of mitzvah. I can say it's the same type of mitzvah as the other mitzvahs. This is a desirable state. This is what Hashem wants. This is a positive thing that Hashem wants. That a mikvah makes you tohor. That a sheretz makes you tameh. The Rambam counts that as a mitzvah. That a sheretz makes you tameh. That a nevela makes you tameh. The Rambam counts all these things as mitzvahs.
Is that a desirable state?
Yeah.
That a sheretz should make you tameh?
Yeah. Hashem wants that to... It's a desirable state that a sheretz makes you tameh. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants that a sheretz should make you tameh.
It's the situation.
Mitzvah 96, that if you touch an avela, you tame. Mitzvah 97, that if you touch a sheretz from the Shemayin Shratzim, you tame. 98, that if food touches a sheretz, to Mesoichlin. 99, that a nida is tmeya. 100, that a yoledus is tmeya. 101, that a mitzvah is tame. 102, that a begad mitzvah is tame. 103, that a bayis menuga is tame. 104, that a zod is tamei. 105, that shechazer is tamei. 106, that a zod is tamei. 107, that a mes is tamei. 108, that a mikveh makes you tohar. What? I'm sorry.
You think that the avatuma comes...
Call it a little. I think of it as a desirable state. There's 248 desirable states. That there should be a bris mila. I think by Purur Vu, you really, it is the clearest place where you see the divergence. I don't know, I mean, I see the divergence here too. Here there's nothing to do. How are you mekayim the mitzvah that a nevela makes you tameh? Only by conducting yourself as tameh when you touch a nevela, I guess. So then you're fulfilling the mitzvah saseh, you're making it true. You're making it happen. You're making it real. You're making it be. You're making the desirable state that the Torah wants. You're making it be by not going into, I guess, I don't know.
So you're playing by the rules.
Yeah, exactly. You're playing by the rules. An avela makes you tame. See, when the Rambam says giving a get, see, that's already oshchita. See, I'm putting giving a get and shchita in the same category. Where that's like, more of a classic mitzvah, but it's situational. It's situational. In other words, this is how you divorce your wife. You know, you're holding by divorcing your wife, you're in that matzav, so this is how you're supposed to do it.
So if you want to do the mitzvah of becoming tamei, touch a sheretz?
No, I say this is not like that. I'm saying this is different. This is pure, this is not a situation, this is nothing. This is like, this is the most pristine mitzvah you'll find. Because it's not even telling a person to do anything, really. how would you be Mekayim this mitzvah if you play by the rules? That's how you would be Mekayim the mitzvah. But the Etzem mitzvah doesn't even, he doesn't talk about a person playing by the rules. That's grander how you, if I wanted to be Mekayim mitzvah 98, I guess that's what I would do. I would play by the rules. But the Etzem mitzvah, like, the Rambam's happy if Klali's, like, if it never happens, it's still a mitzvah. So I understand that, again, it's a desirable state. There are 248 desirable states that the Torah, that Hashem, it's positive. It's positive for the world, like mamish positive. These are the desirable state. It's desirable that this, it's desirable that that.
So this is like
Shechita also, but I'm saying Shechita, already the Torah is addressing that you should do something. This doesn't even address a person. This doesn't address a person. Put on tefillin is also a desirable state, but the desirable state already is addressing a person. And it's telling him, you know, wear tefillin. It's not even put on tefillin. I'm saying it's wear tefillin, not put on tefillin. Put on tefillin is already how you mekayim the mitzvah.
These are exclusive, like this is something you could tell Hashem.
So he said
this
it is best.
In my mitzvah bank?
He said it best. If you played by the rules,
right,
if it came up and you played by the rules.
But those said, then why should you wait for it to come up?
Why not? Well, go search it. Search out for
Sheretz. Go to Sheretz and then you'll be Mekayim
Mitzvah.
Every day, go run around and search for Sheretz and that's it.
Why would you not?
Yeah.
Right? You have
it. It's an asay, just like putting on Mitzvah.
You want to know if a person says, my plan for my life is I want to do as many of the Tarjag Mitzvahs as I can.
Yeah.
So let me frame it as a question. Would he be wise to go touch a Nevela so that he would then play by the rules and conduct himself as if he's Tameh?
No, because that would almost exclude him until he became Tahor of doing a lot of the other Mitzvahs.
No, no one does. No. No. Even when there's a base of Mikdash, doesn't, no. If he's a Kayan, he can't eat Truma. But if he's a Yisrael, what can't he do?
He can't go
to the base of Mikdash. There's no mitzvah to go to the base of Mikdash. It's not the Shalosh Shagalim.
Three
times
a year.
Not during Shalosh Shagalim.
I don't know if you...
So that's the question.
It's certainly, I'll tell you that, now I'll use the word undesirable, it's certainly undesirable to be Tameh, although it's not allowed, it's not an Issa. But it's certainly, why would you make yourself Tummy? Tummy is an impure spiritual state.
So
it's a desirable state.
Is that a mitzvah by
I don't know.
We do have an Easter Asa. I mean, I hate to be more complicated.
The Rambam doesn't, you shouldn't hate to be more complicated because, once again, you're wrong. Meaning, you will. The Rambam doesn't count it. The Rambam does not count an Isser Asay anywhere in the Tarjag Mitzvahs, in the 248. In fact, that's one of the words... What do you mean? Which is it? Tell me which of the 248 it is.
It's about the Isser Asay, like, shouldn't have Chameh, so it's a lot of favorites. I'm trying to remember which one it is.
The only Isser Asay... I happen not to like the word Isser Asay too. Because I don't think there's such a thing. The only Isser Asay that exists, and I don't like the word Isser Asay, is a lava bo mechlal asay. That's an Isser Asay. In other words, the Torah says, really there's an Isser, let's say, not to marry a Mitzri Sheni. But the Torah expresses it in terms of an asay, you may marry a Mitzri Shlishi. And it's almost as if, like, what did I do wrong when I married a Mitzvi Sheni? I didn't, like, I didn't marry a Mitzvi, I don't know how to put it. But the Rambam doesn't count it. See, the Rambam does not count Mitzvi Sheni. The Rambam does not count any Lav Habom Chalasei in the Minyan Mitzvahs. Because it doesn't really fit into any category. And by the way, don't tell me Shabbos. Because that's not an Isser Asay. That's a positive act of tishbos, of resting. In other words, Rav Chaim, you're thinking of chametz. You see, I don't know. Some people describe the mitzvah asay of Shabbos, of tishbos, as the Isser Aseh of Losasa Melacha. But I think it's wrong. I think there's a positive active verb called Tishbos. Refrain. Oh, that's the word I was looking for. Refrain from Melacha. That's not an Isser Aseh. That's a positive action. Lihimona mi Melacha. What?
That's Sheva Taisa,
no? No. Yeah. But it's positive in the sense the Torah is telling you refrain. Refrain from doing Melacha. Getting back to what you said, let me ask you a question as follows. Okay? There's another type of mitzvah that's funny, and maybe it's a din on Bezdin. The Rambam's lashon is lo dun bedinei shomechina. Oh, so I was going to ask Eitan, what would a person that wants to do the Taryag mitzvahs do about that? But that's a bad question, because the answer is that's a mitzvah on Bezdin. That's not to an individual. Lo dun bedinei shomer chinam is a Bezdin mitzvah. So that's like there's a mitzvah to a Kohen, and there's a mitzvah to a man, and a mitzvah to a melech. So there's a mitzvah to a Bezdin. So that wasn't a good question.
What about get?
Get is situational. So I don't think Eitan. No, Eitan. No. So if someone wants to do all 248 mitzvahs, so he's. No. So I don't think Eitan would have a problem if he'd say, this one, you know, I'm choosing not to do this. It's situational, and the situation doesn't arise. So why can't you say here too? The mitzvah is to play by the rules. No, the mitzvah is that, the etzem mitzvah is that an avela makes you tame, that the truth sets you free, that an avela makes you tame. See, I think the Rambam counts the state as a mitzvah. He doesn't count what people have to do.
Is he looking at it as a schus, though? Like, performing a mitzvah is...
If you want to perform this mitzvah, so then if... then it's like shechita. But you don't have to.
So why not put yourself in the state, though?
You don't have to, but
then why not get married and divorce your wife?
I don't have to wear tzitzis either. Why would I not?
No. Oh. Tzitzis, you see. Tzitzis, you're wrong. Tzitzis is... Well, you're right in the sense that it's situational.
Right.
But there's something you have to do. In other words, the mitzvah of tzitzis is... No. You're wrong. This is a very important nekuda. The mitzvah of tzitzis is not when you wear a beged of... What's the mitzvah? You say the mitzvah is... When you're wearing a beged of arba kanfos, put on tzitzis. No. The mitzvah, just like there's a mitzvah to a melech, and there's a mitzvah to a bezdin, this is a mitzvah talking to a person who's wearing a beged of arba kanfos. And the mitzvah is, put on tzitzis. Not the mitzvah is, when you want to divorce your wife, do it this way. When you want to wear a beged of arba kanfos, put on tzitzis. No, it's addressing, in other words, it's a straightforward chiyuv, but it's addressing a person who has a beged of arba kanfos. Why do I say that? I'm talking from memory. I don't.
I hear the difference, but I don't see why that should matter in terms of going to do a mitzvah.
You see, sukkah is described by the Rambam and by almost all Rishonim as leishev sukkah shivas yomim. That's no raya, because really you're supposed to live in a sukkah for 7 days, even if you don't eat bread. Because I guess there, because the conceptual mitzvah is to live in the sukkah, even if you. In other words, Pesach it says eat matzah the first night, but sukkah it says the sukkah stays for shivas yomim. But the answer is it's a mitzvah to live there for 7 days. Even if you don't eat bread. And that's a question of bittul ha-mitzvah. In other words, if you live outside the sukkah for 7 days without doing an act like eating or sleeping, so you aren't mevatel the mitzvah. Okay, wait. So we're holding by a question. I don't know if your question is true, that's all. You're asking a theoretical question. A guy says, I'm going to go through life, I want to do all the mitzvahs, So we all understand intuitively he's not mechuyev to be Megarish's wife. He shouldn't even marry a woman like in order to be Megarisha, because, wow, I want to do this mitzvah.
They're looking for shrugs.
Because the mitzvah is situational. So I say, legabe that point, this is also called situational. A sheretz makes you tame. How do I fulfill that mitzvah? That's situational. That if it comes up, I have to play by the rules.
But there's no reason to go. And
there's no reason to go do it.
No,
there's no more reason to do it. You're a fictional fellow that wants to do all the mitzvahs that he can. I think legabe that, the mitzvah that a sheretz makes you tame is as relevant to him as the mitzvah that if to be megarish your wife. Like that's, if you want to be megarish your wife, this is how you do it. Gerishin is like shechita. Your guy wouldn't have to shecht either. If he didn't like meat, so he wouldn't go bedafka, eat meat, in order that he can do the mitzvah of shechita. Because it's situational, so he doesn't have to put himself into the situation. I mean, he may choose to, but right, then he can marry a woman and give her a get also.
That's the question. Should he choose to? In other words, there's something.
So should he marry a woman and give her a get? Maybe, yeah. Maybe he should.
Isn't that person mechuyev to do the mitzvahs? I mean, do it.
No, not mechuyev.
The certain mitzvahs. But to follow the
mitzvahs. No, the mitzvahs situational.
Play the game.
The mitzvahs situational. The mitzvahs situational.
It's a good thing to do mitzvahs. Like first grade definition of mitzvahs, right? It's like we want to do as many mitzvahs as possible. Is that not true?
No. Not the way we're defining mitzvahs according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the definition of a mitzvah is 248 desirable states. Hashem considers this, this is how Hashem wants the world to run. Like with these 248, like this is good, this is positive. But that doesn't mean you have to bring it about. You're much more limited. You don't have to bring it. Why don't you have to become a melech? So that you can write a Sefer Torah. Would your guy have to try to be a melech so that he could do it and write a Sefer Torah?
From the wrong Sefer, he can't be.
You want to say, these are my mitzvahs. Does that count? I went and found a sheretz and made me tummy. Can I say to Hashem, now this stands in my favor?
I'll just tell you, on a practical level, we'll conclude with this, maybe we'll continue tomorrow and have to think about it some more. So I was on a Besdin in Muncie for around 15 years, and I dealt a lot with Agunas. So there's all sorts of modern day Agunas, they're called, and there's all sorts of kooks out there, all sorts of people. Some of them are Rishoim, some of them are nuts, some of them are evil, some of them sincerely want to stay married to their wives. And it's really unfair to call their wives an aguna. They want to be married. Like, who says there should be a get? Anyway, but so I taina, so once in a while, not as often as people think, once in a while you bump up against someone who doesn't want to be married, but Itaka wants to be Mitzara's wife. He wants to be Mitzara. He wants to mess her up. You have, there are such people too. Not as much as people think, but there definitely are such people. So you deal with these people. Like you know, they're usually not that normal. You're usually not dealing with normal people. You're dealing, which makes it much harder, because you're not dealing with rational people. Anyway, but I tied it to some of them when it was appropriate that they're violating this mitzvah of gerishin. In other words, how do you violate the mitzvah? So I say, you don't want to be married to your wife. So mentally, you're divorced from her. Like you don't want to be married to her. So the Rambam says, when you don't want to be married to a woman, this is what you have to do. And you're not doing it. So you're mevatel the mitzvah saseh. It's okay, it never worked. but I think it's a good way of bringing out, like, that's how you would be mevatel the mitzvah taka. If you decided you wanted to divorce your wife, that you don't want to be married to her anymore, and you didn't go through the procedure that the Torah said. Just like if you wanted to eat meat, and you didn't shecht. So that's the shaila, what's kiddushin? That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Is kiddushin? The Rambam counts Kiddushin as a mitzvah saseh. So does he mean
Right. The Rambam counts Kiddushin as a mitzvah saseh. The Gemara in Ksubis, the first parak, calls getting married a mitzvah. Now, what is the mitzvah of getting married? So most Rishonim, we'll see it tomorrow. I'm just giving you upcoming events. Most Rishonim learn that the mitzvah the Gemara is referring to is Piri Verivya. There's no mitzvah to get married. Getting married is like, I guess, like Shechita.
It's a necessary step.
It's like, even though there's no mitzvah to get married, it's not in the Taryag mitzvahs.
So is Kiddushin is in the Taryag process to get married?
That's the question. Is Kiddushin... Maybe Kiddushin is. No. So I kind of, the Rambam doesn't hold its Piri V'Rivya. The Rambam holds as a mitzvah that Kiddushin is like Shechita. If you want to eat meat, this is what you do. So if you want to be married, this is what you do. Nothing to do with Piri V'Rivya. If you want to be married to a woman, then this is the procedure that you use. That's the mitzvah of Kiddushin. It's like when you want to eat meat, so you have to shecht. If you want to divorce your wife, you have to give her a get. So if you want to have a wife, this is the procedure you follow.
But the other says that
the Rambam holds.
I know, but the Chinuch definitely says that.
But the other Rishonim don't say that either. The other Rishonim say that the mitzvah to Skosli is Puravu. And Kiddushin is the Shechita for Puravu, not for being married. Marriage is the Shechita of Puravu. I don't know. I think the Rambam holds.
If you want to have children, you have to do
it. Yeah, if you want to have, if you want to have children, this is the way you have to do it.
You can't stop at children.
But I.